Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast, a podcast for people who want to sell differently. Playmakers wage war against traditional sales and win. Remember, success is just one play away. Welcome, everybody. Got another show. We're going to be diving into some cool technology, some cool ideas around field sales and some of the problems and challenges that they face. I've got a guest who is the CEO and founder of Badger Mapping, Steve Benson. Steve, how the heck are you?
I'm pretty good. How are things going with you?
Yeah, good, man. Always excited, always looking for some great companies, some great messages, and the team came across Badger Mapping and was pretty impressed with some of the things you guys are doing. Rather than have me try to steal your thunder, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you guys do over there at Badger Mapping?
Sure. Well, about myself, I grew up in Chicago and moved out to California, spent some time at IBM, spent some time at Google. I'm married with one dog, and I live in San Francisco.
One dog. What type? What kind of dog do you got?
It's a Pomeranian. I acquired it through marriage. It probably wouldn't have been my first choice in dog breed. A Pomeranian is a little fluffy, like 10-pound yappy dog. But I must admit that over the years, it's become my the true love of my life. This little rat dog.
Is that right? That gives me hope. You know, normally we push people and tell them to give us something unique about themselves, but you've beat me to the punch about your dog loving days. You know, my wife, speaking of wives and dogs, my wife made me buy this dog. I don't even know what kind it is. I've just struggled with it, to be honest. I'm just not really a dog person. I got a couple kids, so they really like it. But to hear you say that it has become, you know, the love of your life makes me think I may still have hope.
There's hope. Yeah. Dogs will grow on you. You know, you get them to do some tricks, you hang out, you know, Badger's a dog friendly office. So I bring him to work and he plays with everybody. He's with me like literally 24 hours a day. It's a crazy thing.
Interesting. Well, yeah, that's good to know. Like I said, maybe there's hope because I'm not there. I wouldn't tell that to my wife, although I think she knows. I think she can tell.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast.
That's right. She doesn't. She's told me that multiple times. So skipping past the fun into the more serious conversation. So Badger Mapping, certainly some cool stuff you guys do there, but I want to put the product aside for a minute and kind of get the use case and set the context, right? So you've obviously been in field sales, and you've obviously been working now through, you know, this primarily a tool for field sales reps. Talk to me about some of the typical challenges that you find that sales reps, particularly field sales reps, deal with on a daily basis.
Well, a field sales rep has all the challenges of an inside sales rep that you know people are familiar with, you know, the rejection and the, you know, making the numbers and finding good and qualified leads and enough of them to make things work. But they also have this extra added layer of complexity that they're moving around a geographic area, and they've got to coordinate that and do it in an organized way and focus on the right customers given where they're at, or else they waste a ton of time. So they kind of have to have this extra element of planning. Like an inside sales rep, it's like you can call New York one minute and call LA the next minute, or Australia the next minute. But you know, a field sales rep, if they're going to drive out to you know some suburb of LA, and battle the traffic, they want to make sure they don't have to go back to that area again the next day. So they want to make sure they hit everything that's important along the way. They spend a lot of time designing their time, and they have they also have timing challenges. Like right now, if I was in a hurry to jump into a meeting, I could just get off the phone with you and jump onto a phone call. But if I was in the field, yeah. I would need to have all this stuff timed a lot more tightly. It's like, oh, well, it's going to take 24 minutes to get from here to here. And there, if you're doing 6 meetings a day or something, you really have to you have to be extremely well organized and these, you know, to make, or else you're late to a bunch of appointments and, you know, you miss a key person. And that's really, those are some key problems that field sales reps, that they face. Yeah. And that's, those are the ones that we've focused on, at Badger. You know, we help field salespeople solve those types of problems that they currently spend a ton of time and mental cycles organizing and working on. We're able to do it automatically and give them the tools to do it really quickly.
Yeah. So let me ask you just a couple, and I'm looking mostly for your opinion here, and I want to keep diving into the conversation, but just thinking about field sales, one of the things that's often asked, is kind of this field versus inside. And you mentioned the two, certainly they're different, but there does seem to be somewhat of a convergence coming, meaning, you know, a lot of field sales are spending a decent amount of time doing remote type of stuff, phone conversations or remote presentations, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes inside salespeople are actually getting on the road and visiting customers here and there. You're seeing kind of a hybrid role. Just your thoughts on that. I don't know if you've seen data. I certainly would love data, but thoughts on kind of the future of the field role. I mean, do you see it kind of merging with the inside sales, or do you feel like it'll just get more data-driven, you won't ever get away from that person-to-person interaction? How do you see that moving forward?
Well, I think it's always – I think field sales has always had an element of inside sales too. I mean, there are some jobs you're literally on the road every minute of every day, but a lot of field sales jobs have traditionally had an office day a week or, they're still sitting down and doing work at a desk somewhere, or they're – even if they don't have an office that they're going into that day because they've been on the road all day. They still have to sit down at the kitchen table or their desk at home and do some work on a computer too. So I think that's always been there. There are a ton of hybrid roles, and we do see a lot of customers who, you know, 3 days a week are in the field and 2 days a week are, you know, basically doing office work, inside sales work. We have customers that go into the field 1 day a week and still use Badger to design that 1 day really tightly. We also have customers that sometimes fly, and when they're, you know, so, oh, I'm going to be in Kansas City and the 2 days that I'm going to be there, they want to use that time extremely effectively, and they want to kind of plan it all out in Badger. And then they fly home and act like inside salespeople for a week, and then they fly to LA, you know, so it's.
So you see a good balance, I mean, a good mix, or do you see it trending more towards this hybrid type of approach?
I think a lot of field sales roles are effectively hybrid roles. Very few roles are, you know, always on the road. I mean, they have to be doing emails, and there is desk work associated with sales. And so they're doing it somewhere.
So there's going to be some level of hybrid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two for you here. And this, again, I'm just a couple things we've often wondered, you know, a lot of us are more inside sales geared, but thinking with someone who's both experienced and works in the space, as you think about a field sales rep, what, you know, without kind of getting into the technology, how does a field sales rep typically try to manage their day, or what are some of the best practices let's not go to best practices. How do most field sales reps kind of try to manage this concept of, I'm driving into LA, I may try to go visit some other companies around me after the meeting. What's kind of the typical approach there?
Well, I mean, it depends on their role and how spread out it is, the size of the territory they're covering. It depends on what technology they're already using. You know, some we see reps that find out about us, and they hand us a giant spreadsheet with 1,000, you know, dentists on it or something. You know, they cover all the dentists in the Bay Area, and that's, you know, they hand us a spreadsheet, and that's how they've been managing it. And they've just been sorting by columns and being like, well, if I'm going to drive out to this suburb, okay, well, what other suburbs are around there? Okay. And they just eyeball who's important in this, in the suburb or around here. But they end up with these anchor meetings, right? It's like, well, I've got an important deal with this person, this dentist, let's just say, and they're out in this suburb called Springfield. And I know I'm driving out 40 minutes to Springfield to meet with this guy, you know, at 2 o'clock on next Thursday. Well, what else am I going to do on Thursday? Well, I know I'm driving out that way. I'll drive through this suburb. I'll drive through that suburb. Let me look at who's important there. Now let me set appointments with those guys, or if I can't, but sometimes field salespeople will drop in. So they have set appointments and they'll have drop-ins, and that they don't have a set appointment. They just show up, and that depends on the industry, whether or not that happens
right,
or not.
Right. It's pretty, I mean, it's just kind of a shoot from the hip approach that you typically kind of see. Sometimes I'm using a CRM, sometimes I'm just using Excel, sometimes I'm partnering with my sales development team. I mean, but it's kind of a whatever it takes attitude, you know, duct tape here, little scotch tape there type of approach.
Yeah, well, and a lot of these jobs are very independent, right? Like it's people manage inside sales people a lot more tightly than field sales people, because field sales are, they're out in the field. You tend to just hold them to the number. They're harder to micromanage because they're out, right? They're not in front of you. So, an organization tends to just hold them to the number. Field sales is hard. It's a really hard job. Well, and one of the reasons is it's hard to be held just to a number, because it's like, well, this territory is just better than this territory. It's not that I'm worse or better. It's than that guy who's making his number, but it's a difficult job. It's a very difficult job to manage, and it's a very difficult job to do. It's a challenging job, and that's, you know,
yeah, because you're kind of running your own, you're kind of, it does pay these, but you're kind of running your own little, I mean, you, I guess obviously territory is the word that's used, but running your own little company sometimes.
Absolutely.
And field sales reps have that kind of leniency, but with that leniency, to your point, comes a lot of responsibility. I mean, having been a field rep yourself, do you feel like there are things that field reps can do to be, just be more effective? You know, what are some of the qualities or things that field reps do to just dominate their territory versus, you know, again, other people who own different territory?
Well, I think there's it's a question like, what makes a great, you know, point guard? Like, well, you need a lot of skills. You have to be able to dribble. You have to be able to run fast. You have to be able to shoot, you know, shoot the three, you know, take it to the hole. And that's, it's the same thing with a field salesperson. They need to be able to communicate clearly. They need to be super organized. They need to be able to think geographically. We've done some research that shows that a good way to predict one thing that field sales reps just need to have is, you know, and this is where I'll be trying to, we do this for them now, but a field sales rep traditionally has been geographically intelligent. Like they're not the guy that they get lost and, you know, when they're driving around, they're often a person who really has the ability to navigate and think about the world, in terms of maps and, you know, and get around, because if you don't, it's a huge disadvantage. And that's something our product is trying to, you know, it does for these guys is we organize their world geographically and we help them focus on the right things. And, but yeah, they need to be an all around, you know, an all around athlete and different people see be successful because they can lean on, you know, every rep has a different set of skills. And sometimes it's the really charismatic rep that just everybody loves and he or she can build relationships with people that they're selling to and they get deals that way. Or they could be less charismatic, but even more organized. And they're getting more meetings and they're crisp and or they could be just a great communicator. And obviously the perfect world, you know, in a perfect world, we'd all be LeBron James, but, you know, sometimes, you know, but
who's 6'8" can run a 440, right? Yeah, not
exactly,
all
right? So, so everyone would rather be a perfect rep who has every skill set and 100% resilience and, you know, just all the things that make a great sales rep. There, you know, there's probably 10 characteristics, but off, you know, more often than not, people have strengths and weaknesses, and if they can kind of make up for their strengths, or if they can leverage their strengths and make up for their weaknesses, they're gonna be more successful. And that's where we're trying, yeah, as a company. We just try to figure out what are their problems, how can we solve them with technology and make them more efficient and better. And we've just been very focused on, exactly the opposite person that InsideSales.com focuses on. We focus on the outside sales rep, the field sales rep.
Yeah, and really trying to support and help that. Do you feel like, just a couple other questions, and I want to kind of get into how Badger kind of solves some of this in just a second. But again, it's just an interesting discussion. I appreciate you going with me a little bit just on the field and some of the trends, et cetera. Do you feel like, you know, one of the things that happens or is said very often is field reps and just kind of organization or CRM. A lot of field reps just have a hard time doing. I know you guys kind of found more applicability in the mobile. Do you feel like field reps just typically hate the CRM because it's annoying, or is it just because of the usability and they're on the go?
I think they're, you know, nobody's more mobile than a field salesperson. Like they are on the move, and most CRMs are not built for the mobile. They're built to be used at a desktop, you know, or on a laptop. They're not built for someone who's on the move.
Exactly.
So we link up with the CRMs, we connect with them, and then as they use Badger, it's collecting the useful data that they want. You know, they can do check-ins, they can take notes, they can edit information all on the fly from their mobile device, from their, you know, iPhone or iPad or Android, and all that information goes back to the CRM. So we actually, I don't think it's that they hate the CRM or are, you know, just are lazy and don't want to use it. It's just that they're sprinting from one appointment to the other, and there's not time to pull over at a Starbucks and jump on the internet and take notes on that last meeting. And so they tend to, and that's a problem that we've solved. I mean, Badger is a, you know, people use it as a front end to their CRM for when they're mobile and running around. And we've had customers get 50% more usage of their, out of their CRM, and gather way more data because people are actually using Badger and because it's useful to them when they're in the field. But all that information, because it's integrated with their CRM, is getting sent back to the CRM.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, the mobile application, a lot of times the CRMs just aren't, they're just not up to snuff. You know, you want them to be, but they're often just designed for more of a desktop application.
It's hard to cram a desktop application. It's not that the CRM companies aren't smart. It's just, you know, if someone was designed for the desktop, it's really hard to surface that in a mobile device. Yeah. It's just, there's not the space. There's not the buttons. And what functionality are you going to carve out? What are you going to leave in? And so, you know, it's so much easier if you build something from the ground up with, you know, a specific use case in mind. We were able to approach the problem of the problems field salespeople have with a blank slate. It's like, well, if we're solving these problems from the ground up, how would we do it? And that's what we produced.
I love it. And you mentioned research once or twice. Have you guys found any other interesting trends or things kind of going on with this specific demographic that might be interesting to throw out or mention?
Well, one thing that we started talking about, but didn't finish talking about, the what are the trends with field sales? A lot of people think oh, it's going away. It's inside sales is eating everything, and in certain industries, that's true. But it's definitely not true in other industries. So you see it in software, low price point things like our stuff costs $35 a month. We have an entry level product at $9 a month. It's super inexpensive. You can't sell that with a field salesperson because it's just, you know, there's not enough money in it, right? So, and that's how a lot of software is sold, and it's kind of the model, this inexpensive thing sold monthly. And so as a result, field inside sales has been much more effective for in the software industry. So you've seen a lot of the activity move towards inside sales. Even people that are enterprise or field sales reps in software, they tend to spend a lot of time in the office. Whereas if you're selling medical devices to doctors, that has to be a field sales activity. The doctor is not going to read your cold email about the new med device you had come out, and they're not,
you got to be in front of them. Yeah.
So
so there'll always be room for both, certainly depending on the industry, which I think that's true. And obviously the price point does factor into that.
Yeah. So, we see most of these teams growing, not shrinking.
Interesting.
It's a profitable way to go to market. I mean, you've got inside sales, you've got e-commerce, you've got outside sales, outside sales tends to be a little more expensive than e-commerce, for example. But if you need to push something, it can be a very effective model.
I love it. So knowing that the good foundation about field sales, some of the trends, some of the thoughts or opinions going on there. Talk to us just real quick if someone wanted to learn a little bit more about Badger mapping and how that kind of helps solve some of the inherent challenges of a field rep. You've touched on it a little bit. Can you give us kind of that closing argument?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this is a really we've built a suite of really useful tools and capabilities for a field salesperson. It's inexpensive. A lot of individual field sales guys just run it on their credit card for $35 a month. We have a lot of cool tools for enterprises that help manage all this and make the whole sales team work better. We got everyone from single users to Fortune 500 companies using this stuff, and it's really helpful for them. I guess the way to find out more information is you just go to our website, just Google Badger Map, and you'll find us. But we have a free trial. So for your listeners, we just mention the name of the podcast here, Sales Acceleration Podcast with Gabe, I'll tell my folks to just give you 2 months free of the product to kick it around and play with it and see if it works for you. I mean, most field sales reps tend to look at this and they can tell right away, oh, this is for me. I have, five meetings a day and this would be amazing if they can organize it. Or they'll look at it and say, oh yeah, I'm a field sales rep, but I have 2 meetings a week. I wouldn't need this. And so as soon as people see it and see what it does, they're like, oh, I need this, or oh, no, nah, it's not for me. So it's really just they can tell. They're like, oh, I spend an hour a day doing all the crap that this thing seems to do automatically. If this works, I'm in. It works. Turns out we have sort of the free trial, so they can kick it around and see it working.
Interesting. Well, Steve, really appreciate you taking the time. Interesting conversation about the field, what's going on, some of the trends, and certainly how you guys are trying to bridge the gap with some technology in a space that typically, the inside sales world and the prospecting world, I think, is becoming more automated, and those sales reps are seeing a lot of the value. The field rep, I think, in still a lot of ways, is struggling to find technology that can be advantageous, and I think you guys have obviously struck a pretty cool chord here. So appreciate it. If you do want to get in touch with Steve, grab him on LinkedIn. Go check out badgermapping.com. And for our audience, appreciate you joining, and say to everybody, let's get at it.